they didn't prepare you for what was out in that outside world. If you were institutionalized like I was from a little type, when I finally got out of it, inside homes, I was lost. I wasn't prepared for it. In no way. That doesn't happen to kids today because they've been put into places where they're cared for by adults and they get the love and attention and they get the teaching that they need to cope with life. We didn't have any of that. And I got into trouble. I got into a lot of trouble, you know, in the early years.
You heard this from a lot of experience, I guess.
Well, I ended up in the Metropolitan Boys' Shelter because the first group of kids I got to know were larrikins. They'd never been in institutions. And I thought, you know, I've got my freedom and this is good fun, you know. I'm out there running around doing naughty things, you know. Proofing places like caretaker huts and timber yard and going through glove boxes of cars and all this sort of thing, you know, at 16 years of age. And I got caught and finally living daylights out of me because I went back into the Metropolitan Boys' Shelter at Albion Street for 2 weeks.
That was enough.
And I thought, I just got out of a place, an institution. Here I am locked up again, I might be here forever. And from that point on, I went down the straight and narrow road, but I could very easily have gone the other way.
Yes. Yeah. So basically, that side really didn't give you any support once you reached that 16 years of age. Did they find work for you?
No, because when I left Burnside Homes, I still had a year's schooling to go.
Oh, that's right.
To finish third year. So.
Four, yes.
I'd already left, and so when I finished my schooling, I was under the care of my parent, my mother, and my stepfather then.
Yes.
And I just found work the way kids
would normally do.
Once you left, that was it.
Yes.